to discuss. Some of the shilas that come up in the sugi that we started to learn today, I'll just bring a couple examples of the shilas that came up. The first shilas of Moshe happened to get a lot of people. The person is going in an airplane. He's flying, he's sitting, he has a window seat, he doesn't have an aisle, and he needs to go to the bathroom, but the guy near him fell asleep. So he can't come out. Now they're serving the meal. He wants to know if he could eat. To make a bracha, he can. He needs to go to the bathroom. It's also afilu behiru. So kaimelon, the person tzorich lenekovo, is not allowed to be me'ara. But they're serving no lunch. The guy near him went to sleep for the night. He wants to know if he's allowed to eat. He's not allowed to eat. A bracha he can make. Also lehenes voelam azeb alay bracha. So he could eat without a bracha. He cannot eat without a bracha. The second shaila is neged a lot of us a lot of time. You know, we're in the hospital and we have to be with someone older. And in the room, you can't make a bracha. It's a bad smell in the room. And the truth was still later, the tshuva that the person sent to Rav Ozna was, he was the old man in the bed. He couldn't go out of his bed. The room was a very bad smell. You're not allowed to make a bracha. You're not allowed to make even a hivu. You're allowed to make a bracha, you're not allowed to make a bracha. And again, it's divided to the person that is the sick person and the people that are serving in the nursing homes. This is really, a lot of times, the shayla comes up. You're allowed to make the bracha, not allowed to make the bracha. We had a third shayla, Alil Chavrusa with the Shmir Shabbos Ki Yilchasa, and we got from the army a question from the frumer soldiers in Gaza. The way that they do it is, you know, they have to have patrol around Gaza to find out if the Arabs are coming in or not. So what they do, they paint the soldiers in black, they put them to lay there on the floor for 12 hours, it's every shift, because it's very hard to get to the quiet place. They have a tank of water on their back with a little pipe into the mouth. And when the soldier is thirsty, he just sips in, he doesn't have to move, so everything stands still, you don't see no movement holding the gun, and when he's thirsty, he just... Now every human being knows that after a couple hours, a human being needs to go out to the bathroom. They train them for 12 hours that they could lay there without going out to the bathroom. This is a part of the training of this commando. And the question is, what the soldiers want to know, we're allowed to drink without a bracha or not? We know the sugi also lehen ismail mazeb le bracha. And this was the question they sent over. You're allowed to, you're not allowed to. And the last question is, you know, Leiden and Eretz Yisrael, it happens a lot. You know, we have the Shabbos riots, and when the police stops the boys, they put them not in prison, it's like the place where they arrest the people. At least, I don't know how it's in America, but here in Yerushalayim, at least it's the toilet is inside the room, no mechitzas, you put five people in a toilet. This is the way you kept for the whole night. And they bring you in bottles of water. This is what they have to give you, al tzlo. And the question is, you can't make a bracha, the place smells much more from that. And they ask, you're allowed to drink without a bracha? You're not allowed to drink without a bracha. These are basically the questions that come up, lemaise. It's not enough only that we'll have the longest of the sugya. We have to know, alof lemaise, what comes out from the sugya. We're allowed to, we're not allowed to. So to be mevayel this shaila, I want to go together with you through the lomdus of the sugya, the rayas to both tzadim, and maybe through that we could climb up to the psak of the achroe, of the peiske zmaneinu, how they came to the psak where they came, and we could machir the alocha lemaise and these questions that we brought up. Now we'll start. All of us learned today the Gemara of Asul Eladam Sheenem Oilam Azeb Alei Brocha El Asvoru Asul Eladam Sheenem Oilam Azeb Alei Brocha V'chol Anenem Oilam Azeb Alei Brocha Mo'ar. So Loshen Gemara is Asul Eladam Sheenem Oilam Azeb Alei Brocha. It's the Isur Le'enes Oilam Azeb Alei Brocha. And the famous Chakira is, I'm sure you heard about it a little bit today, but I will try to put it very mesudorim, we'll include what you heard in the Tosefos. The two tzadim of the Chakira is, the first tzad is the Isur Derabonon, Osur Misvore, maybe it's a Deiraise, but it's a Svore, She Osur Le'ilodom, She Enem Oilam Azeb Alei Brocha. It's not allowed to be Nenem Oilam Azeb Alei Brocha. Isur Derabonon, Isa Deraisa, like Gezer, like Meile, like Hekdesh, doesn't make a difference. All of that is considered one tzad. There is an Isur Derabanan or Isur Deraisa. The other tzad is, it's not an Isur at all. It's a mitzvah Derabanan and Takone Derabanan to make a bracha before you eat. Why was a Takone Derabanan? Why Chazal made such a Takone? And what the Takone was based? Because it's a Svorev Osu Lehenois, not that it's really an Isur, but Osu Lehenois is a very nice Svorev. Based on that Svorev, they made up a Takone de Rabbonon, a Mitzvah de Rabbonon. Mitzvah de Rabbonon Levorech Lifnei Shuvoicha. But then, the first side is, was an Isur. Ay, was tut me, it's Osu. No, they gave their answer. Then, it's a Gezer. From Hashem, from Hekdesh. So to matter the Isur Gezer, do a Metak in the Broch. Chazal really are helpers. They came to help us. The Etzem is the Isu. They came to help us. They said, you know what? We'll give you an Etzem. Acha Barachim. Second side is the opposite. The Isu was not really an Isu. The Isu was the background of the Svore, why Chazal felt a reason to make a Takone. But it's a Takone and a Mitzvah de Rabbonon to make a Bracha. These are the two tzedakim. So if we might do it, the first side is the Isur de Rabbonon. Now there's the Isur Gomel to eat, and the second side is the Takona de Rabbonon. Could be that after they made a Takona, calls man you don't make a bracha, you over eat. Can sein, after calls man you don't eat, you eat a you over eat. It could be that you over eat after that. So everyone knows that Mitzad Echot is mentioned, Rav Kiva Eiger.
What's the Russian Vay Takoti?
What?
It sounds like it's an Isser. Lishan of Vay Takoti, doesn't make it sound like it's an Isser?
Someone is asking a very good question. Loshen Hagimore Mai Takante Mashma Letzer Yisu. The only problem with that diuk is, what is the answer of the Gemore? Yelech Etzel Chocham. What helps that he will go Etzel Chocham? If it's an Isu, what is the answer of the Gemara? Do tshuva?
Tshuva.
Yeah, but the Gemara doesn't apply that answer.
Does the tshuva?
Yeah, Yelech Etzel Chacham will help for next time. But if he was over Yisur, what will help that he will go over the Chacham?
I've charoted for what I did in the past, and now I'm going to learn from the past.
Yeah, but the Gemara, if the Gemara's kasha was it's a Yisur, what is the Takana? The answer to go to the Chacham, Lechaura, I'm just Ma'ura. From the question of the Gemara, you have a beautiful raya that it's a Yisur. But from the answer of the Gemara, maybe we have a raya the opposite. Because the Yelech Etzel Chacham V'Yilmad will help for the future, will not help for the Yisur. If it's maybe something else, okay, well. Yeah, sure, but the Gemara, I'm saying, the Gemara could have said more on the tzad of the tshuva. But we'll try to get back to this other. It's a very nice other. We'll try to get back to that other. Yeah, so what is the answer? Yelech Etzel Chacham. It's a nest that the Gemara told me that. That if a person wants to know what to do, you know, if you will come to Yalchi Kali, you'll learn Gezer Mevorech, you'll know what to do. This is the answer. My Takanta, you know, go to a Chacham and learn Gezer Mevorech. You hear the question? If there's a question, I think the Rant says like you pshat. Yelech Etzel Chacham, you call it, you should explain. V'yil Mat Brach, it's in the Loshna Rant. It doesn't help the God of Iker Kashi.
It's true for every
mitzvah. It's true for every
mitzvah. We are there,
we're staying
with the
phone. So I think we know that Rav Kiva Eiger really had a tzad that when a person is misufik if he made a bracha or not, Rav Kiva Eiger wanted to learn a song showing him that you're not allowed to eat. But I don't want to go into the Rav Kiva Eiger, I want to really go with what we have la'alochen. We pass in la'alochen Shulchan Aruch and Simen Reish Tes Seif Dalet Siv Gimel, Kuf Samach Zayin, Samach Tes, Reish Memalef Yud, Sofek Brochas Lehokel. If a person is Mesupik, if he made a brocha or not, our Shulchan Aruch says, you're allowed to carry on eating. Kive Eger, Tesis Siv Lomdes, Alts is good. Aloch Lemaise, the Bishayis of Shulchan Aruch, Machria, three times in Orach Haim Chalek Beis, Reish Tes, Kuf Samach Zayin, and Reish Memalef, it's in Aramot. Although Mikol Mokoyim is passed in all the places that a person is Mesupik, he's allowed to eat. Abadi from that we don't have no raya to our shayla. Because even if it's a derabonon, it's like this type of sofek derabonon lekule. You heard once a sofek derabonon lechumre? No, sofek derabonon. You're allowed to eat, I'm giving a stipler. Why not? Sofek derabonon lekule.
you have any issue, you have to try to find something to say.
We'll get to that. I'm not saying that some people want to bring a raif or kidegis or tzachikis, so I'm not saying that now. I'm trying to build it because we want to get up to the parameter to go how to machriya and to come out in the lomos of the sugya. I'm saying the halacha is sofik brachas lekulo. But it's not machriya. Rabbi Kiveegi that will say me sofik, I'm not allowed to eat. For sure would be mashma, and this rishonim that the paskin will see some rishonim hold that me sofik, you're not allowed to eat, and this rishonim will be mashma that it's a isu. I'm asking. But in the rishonim, like the stipend that hold that me sofik, you're allowed to eat, and this will be paskin lahalacha, sofik brachas lekulo, it's not machriya or shayla yet, because it's a sofik isu de rabbonon, and to make a new brocha I can, because sofik isu de rais level is isu. But mele, we don't have yet a rai. So what are the rais that we have to iker shayla, if it's an isu de rabbonon, or it's only a mitzvah? The ayinu, again, do you say that worry? It's isu, does Chazal give an eitzah to make a brocha? Or the fakir, Chazal will attack him to make a brocha. Maybe it's shayf tois after the isu. So the first raya what everyone brings, that's in the first one that was marich, and it was the Avinezer of Shlomo Zalman in Chashloima. The Avinezer about the raya from the Gemara, that at the beginning of the third perek, that oinen, einem mevorich lefonel. And the shaila is, oinen is not allowed to be oiver isurim. And not only isurim of chazir is not allowed to be oiver, Shlomo Zalman said, oinen, everyone knows, has to wash the tilas yodai before he eats. Even though it's a mitzvah, but because yesoido al isu shel tumas hayodayim, even that mitzvah the oinon has to keep. So how it could be, what?
Without a bracha,
he has to wash. So how is it out to eat without a bracha? Shlomo Zalman said, v'somachti be'oimrim li, that the kolboy shedim kolboy, the kolboy says, oinon mevorech lefonel. They like your argument. Sheari lo hitiru lo ilavor isurim. So Shmuzama says, so we see from the Ochas Chaim and the Kolboy that the Raya is a gewaltige Raya, till they really pass in the Leike Argimore. They have a different gills than Argimore. Oinen Oichel von Elbele Broche. And they learn Oinen for sure has to make a Broche. Because also Leen is my Elma Zabele Broche. Aber wir kommen mit dem Arshul Chanoruch Paskin, that Oinen eats with Adel Broche. So if Arshul Chanoruch Paskin, that Oinen eats with Adel Broche, so we see clearly if Oinen makes eats with Adel Broche, so we see clearly that it's only a mitzvah and departed from a mitzvah. Second Raya, all of you heard also the Raya from Baal Keri, Einem Mevorich Lefonel, how the Baal Keri can not make a bracha lefonel. Baal Keri is not allowed to be over Averis. The Derech HaKloima that we speak that is going to die, the Pikuach Nefesh. So these are the two famous Rayas, Oin and Baal Keri. We'll try to go to the third Raya that the Gemara, the Oilam brings from the Daf Tzayin. Poyalim, She'oisim Etzel Balabais, the Gemara says, in Daf Tzayin Lefi Rashi, they don't have to make a bracha lefonel. Poyalim don't have to make a bracha lefonel. Shiloh, why? Why the Poyalim don't have to make a bracha lefonel? So Rashi left the Rais and they're busy working. They don't want to steal. So the Poyalim also allowed to eat chazir? Avadanish. So how they patter the Poyalim in bracha lefonel? The Teretz is, it's only a mitzvah. And while it's only a mitzvah, the mele, the father Tirov Shlomo Zalman said, Mistama they made brochik Moshe Tzorich. So we really felt that we'll take a lot of time to balabais. Today we could, you know, we work and we make the brocha together. We didn't have to patter the pearl if we're making brocha shalefonel. But the we have three rayas. Oinen, Baal Keri, the Poyali. After Zayin. The Gemara after Zayin. The fourth raya, it's a beautiful raya. Everyone knows the aloche. I don't forget it in the sugis of the Afrikaner this time. That if a person in a mistake put in food in his mouth, so he takes it out, forgot to make a bracha. If he put liquid inside his mouth, if he doesn't have a different drink, he's allowed to drink it. I want to ask you a shot. A person goes in a mistake to a burger without a hechsher, it's already inside his mouth, so he swallows, next time he will not do it. So what is the heter? If a person hichnis mashkin letoich piv, he's allowed to swallow the mashkin? What is matter to him to swallow the mashkin? What does it matter to the man? If it's an issue to eat without a broch, and a mistake, you put it inside his mouth.
It's another
issue. What? It's another issue. It's a chazer also? I'm asking you. You give it a go if you were bad.
It's a reason to do it.
So it's interesting. So the raya is...
What if you open the raya?
What?
What if you walk right night?
But it's not in the groin, it's in the mouth. And you didn't swallow it yet. So interesting, I found Reb Shloime Kluger in the Agos HaShulchan Aruch asks the Kasha, and he says, while you learn Ketzer Mevorchim, it's Gezel, if it's inside your mouth, you can't be Shinoi, so you're allowed to swallow. That's Reb Shloime Kluger. So he took and learned, Chochma Shloime, Reb Shloime Kluger was the God Lador, in his days. And interesting, he was Mechaber Sforim Kiminyan Shloime. One of his Sforim is the Elef Lecho Shloime, and there he writes that if someone was a Shaila, a person ate Matzah Lel HaSeder, and he forgot to make a Moitzi Lechem in a Horetz. It happens in 50% of the houses, if you realize. Because you make Moitzi Matzah and you forget to make a Moitzi Lechem in a Horetz, right? A lot of people, the Moitzi Matzah, they forget to make a Moitzi Lechem in a Horetz. So if Shleime Kluger wanted to say he's not Yoitzi Matzah, Valet Gezel, Mitzvah Ovadei. If it's Om Yechiu Broche, but if Shleime Kluger, I learned that it's a Yisu. If I learned that it's a Yisu, so B'meile, it's a Yisu Gezel, so it's Mitzvah Ovadei. But when we come back, we have a riot, at least we don't pass like Reb Shloime Kluger. So we have a riot that it's only an Isu, only a mitzvah. But maybe if you're even in the mitzvah, but maybe you're not even an Isu, but maybe you're allowed to, but maybe you're allowed to swallow it. The world belongs to Hashem, and it's a svar, it could be a svar of the rai, so you can't take it without permission. So it's a Yisur Gezer. Yisur the Rabbanan. That's the Shaila. It's two parts. We have Yisurim the Rabbanan and Mitzvah the Rabbanan. The Shaila first is a Yisur Misvore, and they made an Eitzah to make a prophet. Other no, it was a Takana to make a prophet.
How do you say it's not an
issue?
The Gemara says.
We'll get to the Gemara. We'll get. It's interesting.
All these riots are riots in cases where
the
guy can't make a
problem. Is there a chance?
Most of the cases,
you're right. We'll get. Shemazam, I'm trying to get a similar sword to what you're saying, and I'm going to get to the Psalm. You're right. We'll get to that spot. So we'll go one more step. There's one more raya be'etzem, is the Rashi. Rashi says, in Brochas Daf Lamed Hei, the Gemara says, Kalaicha b'le Brocha, I don't know the Gemara, Brochas.
Give a man and Kotcha Shavai.
ולנן אם לא היו לו מזה ולא יברוכה כאילו גויזל הקדוש ברוך הוא בכנסת ישראל שנאמר גויזל אובי ואימו או איברים הרן פשע אומר רבחמי לבר פופה למדהי עמוד בייס the first line למדהי עמוד בייס אומר רבחמי לבר פופה אני לא רגע תראו למדהי עמוד על הדבר אם בפלוק 2 lines למדהי עמוד בייס אומר רבחמי לבר פופה ולנן אם לא היו לו מזה ולא יברוכה כאילו גויזל הקדוש ברוך הוא בכנסת ישראל. Now, before you look in Rashi, how you will explain this Gemara? How you will explain this Gemara? Yes, Isu de Rabbana, Zot Rashi. Goizel HaKadosh Baruch Hu es Birchosoi. Zot the Marashon Chidushi HaGod, I don't know what Rashi had to say. Rashi could have explained the Gemara Kipshuta. Goizel HaZareicha. The Tenet says, Rashi raises no Gezel, it's no Isu. It's only a mitzvah. It's only a mitzvah, Zot Rashi. So Rashi has to take a Gemara, Shet Goizel, Lav Dafke. Shet Goizel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Lav Dafke. What you steal from Hashem, the broch, not the food. So the Marashon Chidush HaGod, how put the Chidush HaLoch, it's a Chikash. Marashon put the Chidush HaGod.
So it's like Rashi over a Lav or not?
Not a Lav, nothing, you just told the broch.
You just not Mekayim
HaSeh. So Rashi took a Gemara that Shet Goizel. You had said also yet, we have to deal with the word also. How about, Rashi had a problem. Goizel, what is the Gzele here? Rashi loved Avka, he's still the Brocha. So the Marsho, any idea? Why Rashi can't explain the Gemara Kipshuta? Rashi is a Kipshuta, Shal Mikro. He need Chidushi. Rashi says, Pshat in the Gemara, not Kipshuta. The Gemara, I would understand, Osu Lenis, Vailu Mamazem, Vailu Mamazem, Kilu Mal. So these are the five rayas from one hand. We see from the Gemara that is only chiyu brocha. We said baal keri, oinem, poyalim, hichnis mashkim, veRashi lamed heilamud beis. There's more, but I'm just saying five rayas. So it's gevaldik, five rayas brures that it's not a yisur. Five rayas brures that it's only a chiyu brocha. This is from one hand. From one hand, leumas them. There's a lot of Rishonim that it's Muchach, the opposite. First is Rishonim that learn like the Maharsha, that Misofrek, you're not allowed to carry out eating. Shaila is, if it's only a Chiyu Broche, how you can tell me I'm not allowed to eat? So Sofrek, if I have a mitzvah, the Rabbonim to do or not. But the Rishonim, again, we don't pass it like this Rishonim. So it's not such an afkemina this raya, aber sidaz a rishonim. So I want to leave this rishonim because it's hard to pass it to rishonim that we don't pass. But the second raya is the meiri. I want to ask you, Shaila, Ezra, and here also you will not have what to answer. Everyone knows. Everyone learned Babikame and Yeshiva. It's one of the masechas everyone learned. Someone stole seo shel chitim. He stole it. Tochno losho afo. And now he made a bread. And he wants to eat. Zog de Gemore, ein ze mevorech elo menayetz. He was going to shinui, but the Gemore says, ein ze mevorech, v'arei ze mevorech, and she goes to say, v'yitzei abirech mi etz Hashem. V'yitzei abirech mi etz Hashem. It's a posuk, v'yitzei abirech mi etz Hashem. So the Gemore, ein ze mevorech elo menayetz. Mi ze? Ki when she goes to say, shel chiti, such a bracha. Oh, but you can't eat without a bracha. So the Meiri is mefurish is an isur. If it will only start only a birchiv mitzvah, it's like the Meiri, Hashem doesn't want your bracha here. Just don't make a bracha. Don't make a bracha. Don't make a bracha. It's like the Meiri, but it's an isur to eat. Also, we have the kolbo in the Ochas Chaim. Again, we don't pass anything like that. That they said that the oinen is not allowed to eat without a bracha. Because osulen is melem azeb le bracha. Right, but I'm saying again, there's a question. The question is, if it's a halacha is we don't want a bracha from such a person, right? But if there's no isur to eat without a bracha, it's only a chiv to make a bracha, and on this thing you don't have a chiv to make a bracha, so why not allowed to eat it? There's no reason to make
a bracha.
Again, if there's only a chiyu bracha, there's no gezer. So why are you not allowed to eat without a bracha? Here Hashem doesn't want your bracha, it's menatz. Here Hashem doesn't want your bracha, it's a niyutz. So even if Hashem doesn't want your bracha, it's a niyutz. Hashem doesn't want your bracha because it's a niyutz. But why to eat without a bracha? How to eat? The niyutz says you can't eat without a bracha. So the shaila is be'etzem how we machriya. How we machriya? We have more lashonos and rishonim like the Meiri. We have the Reb Shleim Kluger that calls it the isur till he has to answer shinui. Tzachin, we have all of the rais that it's only a chiyu broche. So the shaila is how we machriya la'aloch. So before I want to come to the answer how we put all of these rais together. It's out of five rais brurois that it's only a chiyu broche. Oinen, Baal Keri, Poyalim, Yichnis Mashkim Latechpiv, and Rashi, and maybe Safi Brochis Lehokil also, but we said this, and I don't want to bring Rai Shein and Bruis. Mitzad Shein, we have Rishon that Safi Brochis Lehachmir, that it's a Isu, we have a Meiri that it's a Isu, we have a Kolboi that it says that it's also. We have Losh Naritva that says that it's also. Marsho for sure calls it that it's also. Marsho is Cholek and Rashi, it says that it's a Isu. So we have to know what we do la'aloch and la'mais. What we do? You're right. The rais in Shulchan Aruch is mashma. That is anoe. And mitzad sheni, and some rishonim is mashma. That it's a yisu. So we have to come to pesach. Achroel la'mais that will bring us to pesach. Achroel la'mais that will bring us to pesach. So before I come to the nusach, I want to go over. I know Rabbi Yomi brought us mishabura today. I want maybe a little bit, we'll see the Seder HaDvorim, how the Mishnah Berurah was Maimid the Shaila, and then we'll try to come to the Nusach and then to the Poiskei Zmaneinu La'alocha Lemaisa. The Mishnah Berurah brings down Siman Samach Beis twice. First in Sif Kotten Ches, he brings down the Shaila that is Megeh a lot of times to people. You're inside your bed in the middle of the night and you're thirsty. No cheder metuna of gomish. You're sleeping in your bed, and you're thirsty, and you want to drink. I'm not sure in the shas of Negev, so the Mishnah Berurah forgets about here. So we will also not speak about that. Yeah, but like now, the noshim ask the shaila every time. Their husbands, they're in the middle of the night, and they want to take a cup of drink. They're allowed to drink. They're not allowed to drink. So Negev, so Mishuma, the Mishnah Berurah here doesn't speak about. It doesn't bother. I don't know the answer, but it's not Negev. Well, little what Mishnah Berurah says. So the Shaila is his hands are not clean. He's allowed to drink without a bracha or not. So the Mishnah Berurah here brings down Kosav Ataz Yishlil Me Mishat Tzomer Balayla Bemitosoy Sheyev Shal Little Yadayim Velevorach. He's under the blanket. Yeharer Abrocha Belibay Veishte Meharer Ubesefer Mati Yud Echoyle Kolov Dari Efshaloi Lamed Velitol Yodov Tznad Doim Elechoyle. Or at least wipe you. If it's too hard, it's cold, wipe your hands and make a bracha. So the Mishnah Berurah says, if it's too hard for you to get up, just wipe your hands with the blanket, and you could drink and make a bracha. As Elamai said, the Achor of the Mishnah Berurah, so the Taz says, you just meharer a bracha, the Mishnah Berurah says, wipe your hands. Avada, the Poiskim, I saw the Piskei Tshuvos bring down from all different tzaddikim. Avada, Yizoyer, Yitol Negev, Asur, V'ishte, V'acha Bracha, V'ishte. Avada, to Choshev people is the right thing to do. Avada, Achor of the Mishnah Berurah, not Negev, to invite. The Mishnah Berurah next to Yitkotten is discussing a person that is in a place, it's Beis HaMelchetz, and doesn't have to wipe his hands anymore. He can't, he's in a Beis HaMelchetz, and he's thirsty, he wants to drink. He could drink without a bracha or not. So the Mishnah Berurah says, V'im amokim metunav legamre, lo yahar nusach krishme. Yach shebelibo ish mechuya v'ein ayochoy, v'yitztayr al zeh, Hashem will give him schar. Venire poshu, da shoysim bebeis amelchetz, shelo ikadine moysim. Ari osu shom afilu hiru, ve'ein ha'onus l'shti azu. He doesn't have to drink. He's not honest to drink. So the Mishnah Berurah says the people that drink bebeis amelchetz without a bracha, and that day the bebeis amelchetz was not like our swimming pools. And our swimming pools, all of the poskim say you're allowed to make a bracha. Our swimming pools, at least what I know, everyone has bathing suits on, and the place doesn't smell. Today they make it, they put things in the water to make it fresh and clean. It's illegal to have dirty water around. So all of the place can say, the place is a place that you're allowed to make a brocha, and you have to cover your hair. Is that you put something? Yeah, but you have to have a kisui. But if you can, for sure you can make a hill, a kulam, but I am going to have to make a hill. So our swimming pools is not again. Forget the Samechets, something similar to our mikvahs, that are not so the places for Schwitz and these places that they have. So the Mishnah Berurah says the people that drink the oisim shaloi kadim. When the Biur Halacha brings it down, he says a very interesting point. He says like this. I'm a Mishnah Berurah shekasatu li enashtir b'merchetz sheshaloi kadinu. Lishne de achayodom gora la enlitois. Ube'emes, la'an yuzdaiti dovo poshu de'ein le'atir. Mishum shu onus ala broche. The zeo yoshayach. Here the Mishnah Berurah says the whole longness of the sugya in two lines. The zeo yoshayach lo'imar. Imoyu o'imrim chazal. Mitzvah le'vorech. So Avad, if you can't, you could drink without a broche. Aval be'emes alo yomru chazal broches la'medvov. Lamed hey. They already fixed it in the Mishnah Berurah. Asu le'ones be'loi broche. So the Mishnah Berurah. If the Lashna Gemara would be mitzvah le'enois, mitzvah le'vorech, Avad, you're allowed to drink? Avad, I can't do the bracha, you're allowed to drink. Avad, my essence of the Mishnah Berurah. Lashna Gemara is asu le'odom le'enois be'loi mazeh be'loi broche. Steht in the Gemara, then it's a Yisur. Steht in der Gemara, then it's a Yisur. So, weil steht in der Gemara, then it's a Yisur. So, the mayor had the contribute out of Brach. Und kein sie muss einmal gehen auf Rom. Und mit Wadze, er joche, lot es mehr Merchitz, weil er vorig will ist das. He could go out and make a Brach outside, or at least to go to the middle room, that you're allowed to have a hero. Ad kan divrei Mishnebu. And about this Mishnebu is very schwer. He said it's an Isu. We bought five Reyes Dorikimol. Oinen, Balkeri, Poyalim, Hich, Nismashki, and Rashi. And the Mishnebu says, I also would love to learn like that. And to say that if you can't do the Brocha, you're allowed to even out a Brocha. Aber na esse shos. Now we're standing in front of the questions that come to Halacha Lemaisa. We learn the sugya, right? We have the sugya lefaneinu, and we want to know how to pasken. How we pasken? And the four questions that I mentioned at the beginning. First question was, we said people are in the airplane and someone fell asleep. He's not in the aisle. He wants to eat. He can't. He needs to go to the bathroom. He needs to be excused. And Lemaisa, they're serving the meal. He wants to know, I'm allowed to eat. Without a bracha, he's not allowed to make. I'm allowed to eat without a bracha, I'm not allowed to eat without a bracha. Oh, a person, we said, a soldier can't go out from the place that he's hiding. Someone is serving in a nursing home that has a bad smell there and he can't make a bracha. He's one of the people that is staying in the nursing home. Or, what they put you today in these new jails, that they keep everything is in one room and you can't make a bracha de l'kol ha'deres. This is the shot. So, the Hatzos Advorim, I think you said that volume, I was mekabel from my Rebbe, Rabbi Shlomo Zalman Auerbach. You said that volume. Rav Vosner goes out there with them in Shevet Halevi a little bit. Shalom Harav is a remise to that. The Gedder has to be like that. To miyashiv all of the kashas and all of the sugya, to pack the sugya, then we can go to the next sugya. How we pack all of these things together? And I will take the biggest raya. Not bechuyach to make a broche. Ayale al adas. If it's a isu, how do we matir to poyalim? So avada the nusach has to be al derech what someone was married here before. The nusach has to be like this. Avada it's not a isu. It's not a chazir. Ein lenu godel mirashi that when the Gemara said goizel, he says goizel as brichosoy. You're not stealing from Hashem nothing. You can't steal from Hashem. Everything belongs to Hashem. Azateh and hekdesh mit azateh. Go. Everything, you can't steal from Hashem. Rashi only has one word to say. Goizel is bichosli. You're stealing the bracha from Hashem. Nothing else. It's not called the gezel. It's not called the isur. Chazal will metakin a chiyuv bracha. But the gather of the chiyuv bracha was not stam like a mitzvah chanike. The gather was osur lehenu ismailu mazeber a bracha. Ask permission before you eat. The gather was ki'ilu dero metakin. Don't take from Hashem without making a bracha. This is the gather of the mitzvah. The gather of the mitzvah is not stam to make a bracha. The gather of the mitzvah is ask permission before you eat. Ask permission before you eat. Zogim shum ezalmen. But when you patur from the mitzvah, the isur is not there. Avad, when you have the mitzvah, it's also an isur. When you patur from the mitzvah, the isur is not there. And we'll follow, you'll see, everything falls in place. Hoyali, Chazal patted him from the mitzvah. So there's no isur. They were not matter to him chazir. They were not matter to him nevelis. Hoyali ma patu from mitzvahs. Hoyali ma patu from mitzvahs. That's the only thing that hoyali ma patu. But if there's no mitzvah, there's no isur.
So in a case where you're patur, if you create a scenario where you can make a bracha, you don't get the mitzvah?
In other words, should they wait?
What?
Maybe wait half hour.
No, but now in Potus, there's no issue to eat.
There's no reason to wait.
If I'm Potus from the Brocha, it's not an issue. We'll take the naked. Balkeri. They pattern him from the Brocha. He's not allowed to eat without a Brocha. Oine. Potus from the mitzvah, he doesn't have the issue.
But if you look at the opportunity.
What?
But if you're looking at it as...
For sure.
You're losing the opportunity.
Explain
the
answer
part.
No, but they pattern me from the mitzvah. They let me not to do the mitzvah.
But let's say I want to get the mitzvah.
So what, you can wait? But you can wait if you want to get the mitzvah.
So you get off the issur, but if you want to get the assay, you have to...
Right, but it's no issur to you. You're not mevatel the mitzvah by eating without a bracha. So And Balabainen Poyalim and Balkeri is very miyushev. The same thing, Hichnis Mashkim Letoich Piv. Hichnis Mashkim Letoich Piv. That it's nimas if you take it out. So Chazal parted you from the bracha. Why they parted from the bracha? It's couple nuschos why they parted you. One nusach is because this drink you will have to spit out, and anyway will not get a bracha anymore. So b'meila they took off the chil bracha from it. Another nusach is that's covered up bris. The Magna Brom brings down there. So they parted you from the bracha. But after they parted you from the bracha, b'meila you're not over isu when you're going to eat it. You're not over isu when you're going to eat it. So b'meila afazeivah b'lemosh could be lemoshal. The case of Rav Shlomo Kluger would be right. A person that forgot to make a moiti and he ate matzah could be a mitzvah above aveda. Just Rav Shlomo brings down that it's enough one bracha. Moiti matzah is also enough. So even if you didn't make a moiti lechem in the Eretz, you're not a guy that was moiti matzah. B'meila he passed in that this person was yoytzer. Right, but he said, but the ma'aser was a bracha chal on it. So even though it's because of mitzvahs, it was already matter the isur gezer shavoy. This is legabe the five rites.
Make the wrong bracha.
What? I don't know if the wrong bracha could be doesn't start on it. Could be the wrong bracha doesn't start on it. But because of mitzvahs that goes on it, the melech starts on it.
What's the
biyama? Oh, now. This is kilu the yisoida the dvorim be'etzim the tzusa the shmaisa. Be'etzim was saying, kilu shtei dinim. It's not a chiyuv bracha and it's not a isur. It's a chiyuv bracha that when the chiyuv bracha is there, it's a gather of a isur. When the chiyuv bracha is there, so thank you we have the chiyuv of the isur. When the chiyuv bracha goes off, the melee of the isur goes off. The melee will go now to the next step. But the Moshe, it's not a steer that there's some Rishonim will say that Sofi bracha is asur to eat. After it was a chiyuv bracha, it became a isur. Rishonim that only Sofi can not allow to eat. The Mele, Rav Osler and Shevet Alevi is a very short tshuva. He says he's writing it from Switzerland, he doesn't have no sforim, so he hopes that he's mechaber la'amito shelayim yonim. Dovo ze kosvani beloi sforim. It's in chelek vov, tshuva chov gimel, Shevet Alevi. He says, he doesn't, a tzadet, it's a isur gomu loyale al adats. He's lost in his tshuva, aber ma nasa le divre a tzadik chov etzchayim, bebiur aloche. I'll say the Alpen, then we'll read it inside. It says, the Iker time of the Chofetz Chaim is, if you read good the Mishneh Berurah, is because he could go out of the Beis HaMelechetz. Because he could leave. I know it sounds strange, I want to read again. We read five lines of Mishneh Berurah. But look how Rav Osler learns Mishneh Berurah and how we learn Mishneh Berurah. I want to start first from the Mishneh Berurah. ונראה פשוט, דה השויסים במרחמרחס שלא יקדין אויסים. שהרי שום אוסור אפילו הירו, ואין אוי אונוס לשתי הזו. He's not an oinus that he has to drink now. These are the words in the Mishtabur. So then the Halacha Sefer, it says why? In the Halacha Sefer, the Mishtabur, he's not an oinus. In the Biur Halacha, he says, it's a mistake, why? If Chazal will say mitzvah levorech, niche. But they said also, וגם, הרי יוכל לא תסמי מסמרחת. And the Mishneh Berurah, he only said, you're not an onus. You're not an onus to drink now. Not mechuyev to drink now. And the Biur Halacha, he says, you could go out. But Avada, he also says the lines that the Gemara didn't say a Yisur, the Gemara said a mitzvah. Zokter Hazay, if it will be only a mitzvah, so could be a not mechuyev to go out. It's a tirche. Could be a not mechuyev to go out. But if the mitzvah created a isur, so we say like this. If there's a way for me to do the mitzvah easily, so the isur is there. If there's no way for me to do the mitzvah easily, the isur is not there. Meir Rav Osler says this psak. I'm a little bit malachi what he's saying, but he says like this. He says to the person that is in the nursing home, he says like this. If you're a sick person, he says, drink right away. If you're pikuach nefesh, even if it doesn't make a difference to you, don't be choshesh. If you're a visitor, or you're someone that's taking care of him, says, if you will have to wait only a couple hours, wait a couple hours. If you have to wait, shiur achila shel yoyim, you don't have to wait. Not stop, monafshah, also or not also. He says, the agdor of the Mishneh Berurah is, the iker of psak is like this. To be only a mitzvah. I can't do the mitzvah now. I can do it in an hour. I'm not mechuyev. The mitzvah. mitzvah creates a isur. If there's a way to do the mitzvah even in an hour, so the isur exists now. If there's no way to do it in an hour or two, so the isur doesn't exist. So the moshul, he says, if a person moshul on a plane knows in 5-10 minutes he can go out, so Abadi is not allowed to. He's not allowed to make the brochure. He has to wait. Oh, but if you know the person, you know, he saw this person take this pill to go to sleep, and he's sleeping for the flight, yeah? And he can't climb over him. So the bus that you can eat. Without a brochure.
So if they have
but Oinen is po- Oinen is potum in a mitzvah. Balkeri is potum in a vorech. Chazaru mafkir the mitzvah. So we don't say tomorrow if you do the mitzvah. But when you have the mitzvah, so this is what means. If it will be only a mitzvah bifnei atzmo, so avada, if it's only a mitzvah bifnei atzmo, I would not have to wait so much. This is what we see from the mashma of the Mishnah Berurah. But vile, the gather is a isur, but it doesn't mean isur as a bichazir. It doesn't mean isur as a benevelis. It's a isur that is totally in the mitzvahs. So avada, all the five cases that the mitzvah goes off, the isur goes off. Where is the tzak lemaisa? So the Moshe Rabbeinu Shmir Shabbos. So he told the soldiers, if you're in the beginning of your, so he said, Avad, if it's Koch Nev, we'll start with the case of the soldiers. The soldiers were laying there in Gaza, they came to ask if they're allowed to drink from the tank of water that they have in the back, they need to be excused, and the Maisa, they can't make a brach. So he told them, if you're in the beginning of the evening, before Pekoch Nefesh, there's a tzad that they will dry up, we're not discussing that Pekoch Nefesh. If it's Pekoch Nefesh, they're thirsty, well, but he said, if the Moshul, it's only the last 20 minutes, a half an hour before. So Avadi Mechuyev to wait. If you're in the beginning of the evening and you can't, I'll tell you where it's Nagia a lot of times. Some people, you know, it's a slow, I know it's not so Nagia, I know in England it's Nagia, and some in America also. Some people take these trips with buses that go 12 hours, you know, from place to place, and there's nowhere to be excused there. I'm saying sometimes this, sometimes not, yeah? Gets the trip started. Zogavod, if it's Kishir Rachina, start to eat without a brochen. The place is the Shevet Alev. The place is the Shevet Alev. He said, but if it's a short time, he says, then don't do it.
What does he mean by Shir Rachina?
So it's hard to know what Shir Achilas Yoim. It's very hard to know what is exactly that Gdorah. And I think Be'etzim it's sometimes a bit totally in the Metzias of the person. If he's very, very hungry and he can't wait and it's very hard, you have to know what is the Shir. The Shulchan Aruch says the Loshin that a person that is sick and is Choyle and it's hard for him, Chazal will matter him, Rego Ami Baal Keri. Only for a Bali they will not matter. But this has to be the Chura de Akdorah. So I'm saying, Luna Mishka Brure, everyone wanted to pass him. So Bosna said he would pass him that you're allowed to right away. 20 minutes, half an hour, you're allowed to. After Mishka Brure said it, so the Pshore, and the Mishka Brure is, Vegam Shecholim Lotzes. And we see from Mishka Brure, Veloyoy Shecholim Lotzes Labai Sachitoy, it's Epesahitze. So when it's Epesahitze, then we say that the gather is Isu. Again, if it's a mitzvah, the Moshul, I can't do the mitzvah now, it's no problem. I'm not Mechoyev. Aval, it's a mitzvah that creates a isur. The gather of the mitzvah was not only make a bracha when you eat. Don't eat without a bracha because you have to make a bracha when you eat. So this makes you a chiv to wait, but to limit the weight. To limit the weight. This is what the Rabbah says. So the etzim, the time of the etzim is no chiv to wait. It's a little bit to wait. I think you're asking what is the gather of shiur's malachile, how you magdil it. I understand like this. I'm not mechuyev to wait for next time, for next day. I have to eat this in a proper way, in a hetodike way. If I can't eat it in a proper way because I can't fix this achile, I'm allowed to eat. The chiyuv is a chiyuv broche. Together this, don't eat without the chiyuv. If I can, and this shiur is not achile, to make a broche, zot rav mosna lemaisa, you're allowed to eat without a broche. What? Plane that is serving?
Yeah.
Plane. So I'm saying,
serving
if Louis Tzul and Moshul, that later you will not have the food, it's not sharp, you know, you'll take it, and you see that this person is sleeping through, so I know it's a big chiddush, but for this we're learning the sugyas. I'm saying.
Drinking.
What? So Mishabu said, drinking
before negative asa. The Mishabura says this. First, you could wipe your hands and make the bracha, or at least you could make a hilul. It's no heta not. You can wake up. I manage every time to jump and not to hit him. Yes.
Every person is telling you size and the other guy's size.
I say,
what's the problem with waking up?
I didn't say it's a problem to wake him up. I didn't say it's a problem to wake him up. It's a question: who's your neighbor? This is a technical question. If you could wake him up or not, you know.
Isn't now the Gemara a little backwards? Because originally the Gemara said in the Hanimim looking for a talmud of the bracha. Why do we have a mitzvah to say a bracha? And now the Gemara says, oh, you know why you have a mitzvah to say a bracha? Because this is Isser. Now the Gemara is backwards.
You're right. So it has to be like this. Maybe why Chazal really made? He's asking a good question. I didn't want to go to this second part, but maybe take it 2 minutes. This is for the London by us that want to drill a little bit the Londons in this sugya.
Everybody's a
London. Give out. So I'll explain it good. The Gemara starts to be not a minute. From where we know that is a mitzvah to make a bracha, a chiyuv to make a bracha, and then the Gemara finishes. And now we're saying no, it's a mitzvah. No, the gathering is a isul. So the answer is backwards. The answer is like this. The Gemara asks me not a minute. The Gemara tries, zayis, until she falls down. So if we learn Mamashi Yisu, say, if we learn Islam Mamashi Yisu, so what is the gather? The gather is, Val is a svore of Osule and Ismail Mazavale Broche. Val is such a svore, Osule and Ismail Mazavale Broche. So Chazal decided to make a chiyuv. Right? Now, the svore is not a reason they will make a Yisu, but Yisurim Svores. First, the svore became a Yisu. It's very nice. Also, it's not a real gezel. It's only it's a svara that doesn't look the right thing. So we made it. This caused Chazal to make a chiyuv bracha, right? But Chazal, when they made a chiyuv bracha, they didn't want Stam to make a chiyuv bracha. They want you that everyone will realize that the reason that they're making the bracha is why, because also lehenis, right? How you do such a magic catch? How you do such a catch? It's not easy. It's a chil bracha. Why? Because it's osu lehenu, it's the angle. It's a zaitik esvore. I want to explain it clearly. The first side is a svore, osu lehenu, it's gezel. I'm just going to gezel. On the matter, it's not permitted, it's not right. So the matter was the reason to attack on the bracha. But the answer is not easy. So people make a bracha today. They will take stamps as they be psukin the zimla. Slowly, they'll start to skip it. How they make the birkas aneni will not be psukin the zimla? So you know what they did? They will magdir the chiyuv bracha that cause them you don't eat, it's like an isul to eat. Like we'll pull off that. You're not allowed to eat without a bracha. The matter that you have to make a bracha, you're not allowed to eat without a bracha. This is the way they shtel the mitzvah. So everyone realized, osu lehen esmai was ever a bracha. The mitzvah was shtelled in such a way, avad it's a mitzvah. Balkeri, oinen, poyalim, nichis, mashkim, and rashi, avad it's a mitzvah. But valetz geboit an isul, how you put the svor in the action that nobila maisa in the takonet? Chazal don't make isul in the rabbonon stop. One of the rayas is, every isul the rabbonon is bekezayas, and here's even the mashkim, yeah? What? Can't hear you. Right, could be a svor the rayas, but I'm asking you, every isul in the world is a kezayas. We never eat, even one shit in the world is mechalik belefodah ben kezayas and not kezayas. What? What is the answer? Because it's a chiyuv bracha b'etzem. It's not from ma'achodes asuras. I'm asking you a shayla, a person that didn't make a bracha and a chatzik kezayis and in a kezayis, you think he made a bigger aveira? There's no tzad in the world that he made a bigger aveira. There's no difference. And chatzik for sure is a difference. Chatzik kezayis, yosef kezayis, aval, no shayla. What is the answer? It's a chiyuv bracha. But aval they want that we will memorize the sugyat ketzem nevolchim the isu. So even the takana they stelled it in the way of the isu. So the melech was stelled in such a way. But Ravave, every time the mitzvah goes off, the avera disappears. Because it's not an isul mitzvah, it's a chiyuv bracha. But while the base of the chiyuv bracha was osu lehen esmai lemazavale bracha, so the gather of the takana was not like stam every mitzvah, say Krishna, say Tfilas HaShachar, Staven, all these mitzvahs, they made the geder do a mitzvah and we don't let you to eat without the mitzvah. And it's a geder of a isu.
Is there
enough nafkamina
now?
Now that
this is blend,
sometimes
it's a blend,
because
the
Isra
and the mitzvah, like in the last year, we had
a nafkamina
if
we
collected
about
all this money. Is there
any nafkamina
now?
So I'll tell you here, the nafkamina could be like this. The nafkamina like this could be. That if it will only be a mitzvah, so even if I can do the mitzvah now, and I could do it in 10 minutes, there'll be no reason to wait. No reason to wait. I have a mitzvah, I can't do it, but I can't, what is stopping me? I have a mitzvah to make a bracha when I eat. Now I can't make it, I'm allowed to eat, it's not useful to eat. I have to make a bracha before I eat. If I can't eat, I can't make a bracha, you can't stop me from eating. And who said it? Chofetz Chaim. Chofetz Chaim said, as is mashma, in the first line, that Luyin Tzul Lashem would be a mitzvah, he would let the people to eat in Beis HaMelechus. Violence a yisur. It's a mitzvah with a yisru. While it's a mitzvah with a yisru, so we're saying like this. The mitzvah creates a yisru. So with 5 minutes you can't do the mitzvah, the standard of the chayfas didn't change that the yisru is on him yet. That if it's only a mitzvah, when I can't do the mitzvah, I'm okay. But while it's not a standard of a mitzvah, it's only a mitzvah that creates a yisru. So when the mitzvah disappears, balkeli, oinen, poyalim, when I can't do it for a long time, there's no way out, so the mitzvah is not here anymore. But because when the mitzvah is here, even if I can't do the mitzvah in the present moment, about I have a yisru to it? About I have a yisru to it?
Very hard to understand. You have no mitzvah now, and there's an yisru. And the whole business comes from the mitzvah.
I would maybe try to explain it a little bit more clear. A person has a mitzvah to make a bracha. Now he can make the mitzvah now. He can make it in 10 minutes. If his chiyuv is to do a mitzvah, if I can't do the mitzvah now, there's nothing stopping me from doing it, from eating without the bracha. Nothing is stopping me. That's what Chofetz Chaim says. There's a mitzvah de Rabbanon. If I can't do it, nothing is stopping me from doing it to eat without a bracha. If the mitzvah creates a issur, and now because it's a mitzvah, it's an issur to eat without a bracha. If it's an issur to eat without a bracha now, so I'm not allowed to eat without a bracha. So the answer you could have said is the issur gomul, and even if I can't make a bracha, the issur stays. Even if I can't make a bracha, the issur stays. So here we have the chiluk. If it be an issur mitzvah atzmoy, so it's an issur. Like chazan. It's an issur to eat without a bracha. If you make a bracha, you have a heter. You can't make a bracha, too bad for you, but you're not allowed to eat. Only if you're going to die, you're allowed to eat. You're not allowed to eat, this is if it's a stama issur. So if it's stama mitzvah, if I can't do the mitzvah, I'm allowed to eat right away. If it's an issur stam, if I can't make a bracha, I'll have to stay also forever. While it's a mitzvah issur that comes from the mitzvah, so we say, well, I could do the mitzvah, the issur is there. When I can do the mitzvah, the issur is not there. Here, the Vosna says that it's a chiluk. If I could do it in very soon. So the mitzvah is really here. So you're right, I can't do the mitzvah now, but the issur that came from the mitzvah stays. If I can't do it for a long time, then he wants to say that the issur is not there.
But in the last year, they were saying, like, the Rosh was saying, an afkamina if we find what's his kol hasid.
But if it's the raisa.
If it's a mitzvah or an issur. So now it's...
I'll tell you. You're right, if it's an issur, God... If it's only because of mitzvah, yes, you start. If it's an issur that comes machmas a mitzvah, could be an ad mechuyev to give, and could be our mechuyev to give. I don't think it'll be totally the hobe ho. Now I'll explain. You have a mitzvah to make a bracha. Because of that, they created an issur. Kozma, you don't do the mitzvah, you have an issur. Now, how much? If it's an issur, you have to give kol yimamayna. If it's a mitzvah, you have to give til chaymesh to make a bracha, right? Now, so if the first two studies, if it's a mitzvah, I'm a chuyuv and a chaymesh. If it's an issur, I have to give kol mamayna. Now we say, Be'etzim, the issur is only limited to the mitzvah. So the mele, it's poshut, that if a person is potter from the mitzvah, he's allowed to eat.
So any of the nafkaminas between in this major machlekes are...
The shayla, what else nafkaminas we have? What more? Give me another nafkamina. What?
Emtzalai.
What?
Bread.
Bread. the Mishabur the Maisa says that it's in the middle of the night to wipe your hands. Mishabur says that the Maisa you can wipe your hands. The Maisa the Mishabur, I'm saying.
What does he say to wait to get up and you could do this already?
That's what he said, wipe your hands, make a bracha. That's what he says.
I should say to get up and unless you have a
mitzvah. No, you wipe your hands and you make the mitzvah. You make a bracha. He says, wipe your hands in a blanket. Yeah. What do you want Mishabur to say? To be a Mahmoud Negavah? So, this is really not to get Pilchus Brochus. What else Naf Kaminas you have?
No, that was the one.
As I said, I don't think.
There's no more. He brought his Machlech to Yushali and.
Yeshiva says the high numbers. I'm just saying the Aloch of the Mice. I'm saying the Aloch of the Mice. We're bringing out the Boisky. I have to understand, you know, I sit in the basement. These Shilas come every day from nursing homes. This is the most motzi Shilas. It's rooms that you can't make a broch. I don't know, but I hope that the people take care of this. There will not be such a matzah. But people have, so Moshe Shulam Zalman says, a person that has, this catheter, how do you call it? This is Shulam Zalman says you can make a broch in a katchile. Shulam Zalman says even without covering it. It's considered cover. What you see through the plastic is nothing. The Machmirim cover, he says it doesn't smell, it's covered, you're allowed to make a broch. This is Shulam Zalman says.
Doesn't smell?
It doesn't smell. They have the people that have the wheelchair that have a little pipe in the bottom, there it's a bigger problem. But if you cover it, you have like a piece of wood that you put in between the wheelchair, then Rosh Hashanah says if it doesn't smell, you're allowed to make the bracha to be mitzaref. Lekatchila he says maybe just make a hivul and then be like to other shittas if you haven't in the chair. But these shaylas are nagia the whole time. But again, the fear of water doesn't make a difference. Kol zman that Sunni could eat, the Isul stays. It could be from the other broth and out of mitzvah. It's Isul, so it could be able to pass the ship or get the mitzvah in that case. I know that in Loshna Mishnebura it's a little bit dark.
You can go out. You can go out.
He says this is the longest time. It takes 2 minutes to go out. It's also not the second parish.
Where does it go?
I think we'll stop here though. We'll let it
out a little bit. What about Lisa sleeping on the airplane? What's up to
here the shine is if you love
to eat,
but
you have to wait monthly enough?
Yeah, I did say that to wait. Maybe I didn't about that. I didn't see it, but I'm not going to wake up again. But that's not actual. It's a big swap. If you're allowed to wake up or not, this is just a shit. I'm not going to do that shot. I don't know. No, I'm saying you have to know. But it's just, it takes an aisle. You have to know that people have to pass. I think it's a part of the geographic. I meant to say you can't wake up. The guy fell asleep. You can't move. You go back. What happened? You went on the plane a minute after the guy fell asleep. Old lady fell asleep. He's stuck in bed thirsty. And you weren't allowed to drink it out. It happens the whole time to Shiloh. You can't make a bro.
So that is the case.
If it's a whole evening,
what about you dying?
No. I didn't have a time to drink a bro.
The biggest room in this place is the freezer. You don't have to say anything. time.
Right now? You don't have a person?
What?
You don't have a person? It's whatever's on the paper.
It's so far as an There should be a mitzvah to make a bracha on water, but there is no mitzvah. There should
be a mitzvah to make a bracha on water. It can't be mahal there anyways.
Then maybe there could be a Torah, something like that. If you have a mitzvah, there could be a Torah. You have a mitzvah. There's no mitzvah to make a bracha on water. You want to drink water, you have to make a bracha. There's no mitzvah to make a bracha on water.
I hear you beginning of the plan, but the problem is it's like missing one more piece. It's missing like one more shtick. But even if it would be a mitzvah, the ma'aseh would not be a yitzhak.
The ain la'apen shum shu anas ala bracha she'en yahu.
Then you would say what?
That even over there you could do it.
You can't make a bracha mitzvah. There's no tzad. It's only mitunah.
No, but you can drink without making a bracha.
Why? It's a mitzvah of Allah. Which answer is a mitzvah?
Because you're in a machmah to know.
It's not his father. So, man, that is not easy to drink.
That's why I say, go out. That's why I say, go out and do it. Go out and do it. Go out.
That's right. Can make shack. I'm trying to go out and go off and pull the okay, that's not what I'm saying. I hear where you're heading, but if not, that he's coming. It would be a mitzvah of all the
So
then what?
You only have a Torahitis when there's a mitzvah. You only have a Torahitis when there's a mitzvah.
I know, the broch is a mitzvah.
Yeah, you have a mitzvah of tefillin and you can't.
And there's no issur to drink. So Chazal would say mitzvah would be no issur to drink, is it?
Right.
That's what he's saying, there's no issur to drink without a broch.
Then he throws it.
It's a great case. It's my son alive.
No, I don't know.
I'm scared
you
told
the question.
I don't know. He says both. That's interesting.
He says both. He did. This one's very interesting. That's very, very interesting.
That's your deal. In fact, he's saying both.
This one he's trying to say.
What's the other side? Not the Eastern side. What would be the other side?
It's not there's a field that
but you never answered what the Lashon of the Gemara then.
I explained that the reason of the mitzvah was the Yisrael. And the gathering of the mitzvah was the Yisrael. Why no one? The answer, they could have made only a mitzvah. Why they made the Lashon also? Because this is the Siva Satakore. And they wanted to be shtelled like that. Because if not, people will not remember the whole concept. What thing is that? No, like you say, Hoidu. It's kedai to say a lot of brachas. It's kedai to make a lot of brachas to remember Hashem during the day. Not because they want people to remember the Svarim of Asul Eretz Yisrael Azalei Rochel. They shtelled it like that, that people will know and realize the Musig of Asul Eretz Yisrael Azalei Rochel.
That's the Rashi that said. The Rashi guy is precise. It's the same Rashi that
everybody said.
Again, I didn't hear what you said. Why should the Yisur be called if the Bracha is not called yet? The Bracha is going to be called in 2 minutes. Why should the Yisur be called?
The answer is the moments of the timing. The answer is a chiyu Bracha now. I can't do it now. So if I'm mufka from the mitzvah, so it means there's no chiyu for me to do this mitzvah.
If saying the words Betzah no free now, that's the words you're saying. That's the words you're saying.
When I can't do it until it goes off. I'm chulin, but technically need to wait until I can take care of it. So if it is only a mitzvah, but now I can't do it, so too bad. But I can do it soon. So now really I have the chiv. Not the chiv of later is chalva. Now I really have the chiv.